Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, Drains by James, Windward Mental Health, and your New England Chevy dealers. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
It's 5 o'clock on a Patriots Monday. It really is starting to settle into me that we changed the clocks.
Oh, it's pitch black. At least when you would drive home previously, it would be starting to get dark on the way home, so you would ease into the night. This right now looks like like the other night when my dog woke me up at 3 a.m., pitch black outside, same thing right now.
Yeah. I have like Bane in my head talking about the dark.
Born in the darkness, You barely adopted
it. I'm just walking it now.
When did Bane become a frail old lady?
Yeah, it's not great. I don't know what that means.
That's Michael Myers. He's coming for you.
Oh, good. Now I can be scared. Nope. It's over. It's November. It's time to focus on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Happy holidays are ahead. But it is 5:03:30. That means it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
As I said, it is a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means every week we talk to the quarterback, Drake May, coming off a game in which he won 24-23, and he did not play his best football, but he still threw a couple touchdown passes, still had a passer rating over 100, yards over 200, so he added to his stat total that has him with Brady and Rodgers and company.
And let us celebrate that in future interviews.
Yes, we should, because when we bring up things like his fumble, which changed the momentum of the game in the second quarter, or interceptions, he doesn't love it. But
how the sacks are his fault.
That was Mark Schlereth. Mark Schlereth is the one that said sacks are his fault. I use Schlereth's words, and we'll talk to Schlereth tomorrow, actually, at 2:30.
Stinking truth.
Stinking truth tomorrow about sacks being a QB stat. But it is a Patriots Monday, and here is Drake May. Drake May, how are we doing this week? Another victory that you're enjoying, I'm sure?
Yes, sir. Yeah, never complain about winning this league. I'm doing all right. How about y'all?
We're good. We are enjoying this. We're never going to complain about the team we cover. As Mike Vrabel said, it won eight games combined the last 2 years. You guys get 7 games. This is a lot of fun. But I wanted to start with you. Now that you've slept on it, I'm assuming maybe you even watched some of the film. The ups and downs yesterday of your individual performance, how would you describe the way you played yesterday?
Yeah, I think just as an offense, I think the biggest thing is just they're not relaxed. I think in the first half we came out, you'll put some drives together, and then, you know, when we're up in the game, we got a chance to maybe get the, you know, put the, you know, go up three scores or get into a, you know, kind of, you know, keep putting pressure on, you know, their defense and their team to make plays and makes it easier for our defense to put the game away. I think we just got to play better in the start to the end of the half with me protecting the football and come out of the second half and some chances to make some plays.
Drake, back to that play at the end of the first half when the rusher broke through the right side of the line and you tried to, I guess, kind of stiff arm him or keep him at arm's length and he poked at the ball. Is that something that I know Coach talked about it a little bit post game and earlier today as well? Is that going to be a point of emphasis going forward to maybe just sort of like live to see another day and try not to, you know, play hero ball, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah, it's always a point of emphasis. So we're going to do our best to not let that happen again.
Drake, we speak with Mark Schlereth every week here on WEEI Afternoons. He is a former NFL offensive lineman, Super Bowl winner with Washington and Denver. He works for Fox now in the booth. And he talks about sacks are not just an O-line stat. They also belong to the quarterback. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, do you agree with that? And what can you do to help your line out? I think it's 6 sacks yesterday, 6 last week. How can you help those guys out?
Yeah, pretty simple. Just getting the ball out. I'm not holding it. You know, I think a lot of, you know, the numbers, you know, stats don't always, you know, tell the case. And I think those guys are playing their butts off up front. And, you know, a lot of them are really on me.
Drake, one of the best plays yesterday, first half, that Travion Henderson splitting out wide, Pop Douglas sort of lined up in the backfield, and he splits out on the wheel route. Great throw, great catch, great touchdown. It was an impressive play, made all the more impressive by what we all learned about Pop Douglas having lost his uncle within about 24 hours prior to yesterday's game. Were you aware of what happened in his family, and did you get a chance to talk to him after the game?
I heard a little bit pregame about it. Didn't really know exactly, but no, it's just, you know, credit to Pop, and you know, what a what a teammate to, you know, play through something like that. I can imagine what he's going through, and it was great for him to show up and have a big game. That only felt right. So I checked in after the game with him, and just glad that he's, you know, playing on our team. He's a great kid, great teammate.
Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of Pop, I think there's some of us that thought, oh, he's the next in line to the slot receiver like Edelman and Welker, and those guys caught a lot of short passes. Last few weeks, he's really turned into a playmaker down the field, catching 40, 50-yard type plays from you. Are you interested? Did you know this evolution was coming to his game, and has it surprised you, or did you know he was this kind of a playmaker?
No, I think a lot of guys in the room have deep ball ability and big play ability, and they also are good with the ball in the hand. So just trying to get the ball any way we can down the field to these guys, and even then, you know, plays where we could just get the ball in hands in general. They're tough to tackle, as you saw on Pop's play.
Drake, did you get a chance to see what happened last night on Sunday Night Football with with Jaden Daniels, also from your quarterback class, doing a great job in Washington? I'm not sure if you had a chance to see the injury or if you heard about it, and could something like that happens, you know, on a seemingly innocuous bootleg to the right, could that sort of like be a wake-up call to, you know, maybe just, you know, not put yourself in harm's way going forward?
Yeah, just unfortunate for Jaden. You know, what a great player, and you know, what a just kind of every week he's fun to watch, and unfortunate that happened to him. You know, praying for him, and really I think it's just playing football. I think honestly in our game that those type of injuries happen on any given play, so you know, really, I think it's just playing football.
Coach Vrabel began his press conference last night after the win, saying something to the effect that you guys are going to learn from a victory so you don't have to learn in defeat. That really resonated with me. I thought it was a great comment. Do you have faith in your team to do that? Because some teams aren't mature enough. Some teams need a loss to serve as a wake-up call. But do you think your team is capable of doing that?
Yeah, I think we are.
Have you thought about, Drake, I heard in the locker room in the video that the Patriots put out afterwards on social media, you got to do the breakdown before the video ended, and you ended with the classic youth football, pats on me, pats on three, one, two, three, pats. Have you, which is obviously different from the way things used to be done, but it's a new era of Patriots football. Have you thought about maybe workshopping like some sort of signature sign off in case you get to break the team down more frequently in victory in the locker room?
I usually break it down every week, and we do it every week, so nothing really different.
We saw Coach Vrabel with you on the sideline on the bench area after one of the turnovers, and I know you talked a little bit about his coaching and support and everything post-game in your press conference, but I'm wondering how that all works in terms of Vrabel and then Josh and Ashton Grant and that sort of trio of coaching slash support you get. Could you kind of break that down?
Yeah, they all do it in their own way. They all coach me in their own way, and I appreciate, you know, different things they do for me in different ways, and I really enjoy being around all three of them.
I think I'm duty bound to ask the question that has been on the mind of a lot of Patriots fans since they saw who was in attendance yesterday. Did you get a chance to speak with Cardi B before or after the game?
I did not. Nope, I did not. She had great energy, so it was good to have her in the building.
She seemed like she was really enjoying herself yesterday. She was big into Pats Nation, kept telling everyone that you guys were going to have a tea party yesterday down there at the stadium. Yeah, the big energy personality, right?
Exactly. But yeah, we're in Boston. I like it.
Drake, we talked to Coach Springer about practice on Thursday, I think he was saying, the rain and the sideways wind, and he was talking about that's a great teaching environment for Andy Borogalis. I'm assuming the same goes true for you as a quarterback, ball security. And how much does your ball security change based on the temperature, the time of year, where the game is? I know you played most of your developmental football, obviously, in the Southeast growing up, but is that something you're kind of learning on the fly here, maybe dealing with elements and cold as you go?
I think it really gets, really, other than last year with Buffalo out, kind of in the low numbers, it gets in the teens and in the 20s, you know, back when I was growing up playing football and in the ACC. So that's just something you kind of get to, you know, in football weather.
Drake, you spoke yesterday at the beginning of your post-game press conference about the impact that the Salute to Service weekend had on you. I'm not sure if you could possibly elaborate a little bit more or share a little bit about that, because obviously it is a very important initiative for everybody, let alone one that the NFL has made a priority, and rightly so, over the last couple of years.
No, it really is. I think it's a cool week to, you know, shine light on the true heroes in our country that give us the ability to, you know, live free. And you know, what a country we live in. And my grandfather served in the Navy. So, yeah, it's a special week for me, and it was cool to be able to get to win on that week.
We've asked you a lot of questions about your QB class and guys you've watched, or Josh Allen. I'm wondering, Baker Mayfield has been a high-profile quarterback for a long time, going back to his college career. He'll be on the other sideline this week. Are you a Baker Mayfield fan? Have you enjoyed watching him over the years and his gunslinger style?
Yeah, I'm a huge Baker Mayfield fan. I got to know him a little bit in the offseason. He's a great player. He's a great competitor, and it's going to be fun to, you know, match up with them. We've got our hands full. They're a good football team, and we're too excited to play against them.
Yeah, no, they're doing a great job, obviously, in the NFC South, a first-place team as well. Baker's been in the MVP discussion like yourself, but I know you guys are just focused on one game at a time. They're known mostly for their offense and the arsenal of receivers, but what does that Tampa Bay defense possibly offer for you guys that may present a unique challenge Sunday?
Yeah, no, they're going to heat us up. They're going to get after us. I think they got a lot of veteran players on that team that have played, you know, some good ball for a long time in this league, so it's going to be good to kind of get a look at them and head down there back on the road.
Did you, I heard them mention in the TV broadcast you weren't even sure what you were dressed up as last Tuesday at the Halloween party at Gillette Stadium. Have you figured out yet, or are you a Pokemon guy now?
Yeah, no, I'm not a Pokemon guy, but you know, whatever they gave me, I was ready to wear wherever, so I learned it was Dragonite.
And did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters on Friday night?
No, not too many.
All right, it's your favorite time of the interview now, which hopefully we take an upturn here. It is time for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or May Not.
May Not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, you know the segment has gone big time when it has a produced open for it. So obviously this is sticking around. So in light of your coach telling the media this morning in the Greg Hill Show that he is growing a mustache for Movember to promote focus on men's health, I'm wondering, facial hair, Is that may or may not?
Say may not. I can't grow a great beard. My brother's got blessed to be able to do that, so it's a may not for me.
All right, you've been living in the Boston area for quite a while now. We know you like it a little bit warmer outside, but there are certain foods that people love in the area, like lobster, fish and chips, clam chowder. Seafood dinners, may or may not?
Yeah, may. Yeah, especially up here. Got some good spots up here.
All right, we talked to Adam Schefter of ESPN every week, and he let us know that you are the quarterback not only for his fantasy football team, but also for his daughter's fantasy football team, so they focus on your stats each and every week. I'm wondering, for you, fantasy football, may or may not?
May not. No, I was in fantasy in high school and growing up with my brothers, but you know, I really got out of it once I got to college and playing in the NFL.
Also with the wintry temperatures and the chill in the air, the snowfall, it's supposed to be a pretty wicked winter coming this way. Winter sports like ice skating and skiing, may or may not?
May not. I like my feet being in contact with the ground. I'm not very good when I'm on skis or something like that. So, may not. Maybe down the road.
Yeah, way down the road. Yeah, we need those limbs working, those legs, those knees and everything. We talked to you a little bit about Halloween and the various aspects that go into that. So we've turned to November, and that makes me wonder, Christmas decorations, do you have to wait until after Thanksgiving? May or may not?
May. I think you wait after Thanksgiving. That's my belief. I think kind of celebrating the getting in the spirit for the next holiday. You know, I don't think getting ahead too early, I'm not a fan.
I'm not sure if you're big into the social media, Drake. My guess is not. However, I saw on TikTok that your wife is killing it these days, and I even learned how to make a cheddar jalapeno sourdough, I believe, the other day. So social media and also cooking around the house, may or may not.
Social media, may, just to, keep in contact with you know, what's going on and, you know, the latest. Cooking, I'm not a big cook, so may not. I leave that up to my wife.
All right, another successful edition of May or May Not. Time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's question comes from Jackson in Durham, New Hampshire, and he wants to know, it ties into what you just said about social media. Does it come naturally for you to ignore the outside noise, whether that be praise or criticism? And because of social media, is that something that you and your generation have had to learn to deal with growing up, maybe more than past generations?
I think so. I think that with how much social media has taken off in the past few years and even day back to college, just learning and knowing how to deal with the media and all the praise when you're successful and you know, all the hatred you get when things go bad, I think just to worry about the people inside the building. Worry about your teammates and what they think. And just know that I think, you know, the famous quote about don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. So that's my approach to it, and keep it 1 week at a time.
That is great advice as well. And Marcus, I just wanted to wrap with this one. We'll be speaking to your teammate. I called you Marcus. See, that's where this was going. Drake, we'll be speaking to your teammate Marcus Jones in a little over an hour from now. How happy were you that he got that great contract extension? And did you make him buy lunch the next day?
No, Marcus is he's a great player. He's a great punt returner. He's a great asset to our football team. He's a great teammate. You know, I couldn't be more happy for him and all his work. And he's going to be a great player here for many more years. I'm excited for him. And buying lunch? No, we eat in the facility, so it's thankfully it's free.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Good luck in Tampa Bay. Also, word on the street is you're going to the Celtics tonight. Is that accurate? Going to catch a game?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. Maybe.
Is that your favorite sport to watch now as a fan? Basketball?
Yeah, basketball and football were my favorite growing up. I love watching basketball, so it'd be good to check out Celtics if we end up.
All right, Drake, have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Should clarify that I wasn't, like, stalking Drake or anything. It was all over Twitter from the Celtics peeps that he was on the celebrity list or whatever front the list
row,
was.
He must be in the front row.
Tim and Will Campbell are apparently going to the Celtics tonight. I hope I didn't ruin
his
any
protector.
Surprise or anything.
Yeah, like, kind of weird. Between you knowing where he's going to be at tonight and Nick stalking his wife's TikTok, I don't know.
I only look at it, you know, like, before the show.
Was that his how do we feel about it hearing it the second time? Our interactions with Drake May for the day.
The full thing?
Yeah.
I still think there was something left to be desired based on past weeks.
You know what? It was a rough takeoff.
Yeah.
It was a little in-flight turbulence, but back end of the flight was smooth. Nobody spilled any drinks when we landed.
And you don't know, like, you know, maybe he, you know, went to his favorite coffee shop this morning, got a nice coffee and dropped it on his way out. Like, maybe he was just having a bad day, wasn't thrilled with his performance yesterday. Like, I don't know. I liked it the second time around.
That's not the example you gave off air, but that's fine.
All right. Well,
dropped his favorite iced coffee. That is the most Stiz Bruno reply ever.
Yeah. You ever like buy a coffee and then drop it on your way out? It sucks. Ruins your whole
day. What if they like go back and get another one, right?
What if he asked for oat milk and they put in soy?
Yeah, we've said this on the show before. Like, a bad coffee to start your day can ruin your day.
Facts. If a kid drops their ice cream and you're the ice cream place, do you give them a free new one?
Yeah, you have to, right?
And it's bigger.
How long do you, like, if they drop it again, do you give a third?
No.
So it's a one-off
time
kind
only.
Of thing?
One off, yeah.
Okay, I always wondered about
like
that.
Like a popcorn, like at the movie, when I worked in a movie theater in high school, if somebody dropped their popcorn, I would just laugh.
Yeah.
No, I would always refill it, of course.
Okay. I didn't know. That's good. Goodwill, good business. Customer's always right. You're right. You're going to pay off in the long run. You give him a freebie. I do want to thank Drake May for joining us. We're having a little fun at his short answers at times, but we do appreciate him taking part each and every Monday.
Yeah.
And also taking part in May or May Not. I like that we're getting some insight. Like, now I know he's not going to go ice skating or skiing. He likes to have his feet firmly planted on the ground.
I did like to hear that.
Yeah.
That gave me a little bit more security for my quarterback.
Right. You know, in the Northeast, don't let your wife be like, hey, you want to go out to watch Chusett for the day? No, he's got a football career ahead of him. You leave him on 2 feet.
And when we plan a company dinner and we invite him and we fly in all of these huge lobsters, he would love to eat it. He's just not going to show up.
Why are we flying in huge lobsters? Why don't we just get them?
Okay, well, maybe
Doug I can
Lane,
bring them from
Doug
New Bedford.
Lane. Okay, you know what I mean.
617-779-7937 if you want to react to our Drake May interview or look forward to the Patriots trade deadline. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have to recap the pick six. We're not doing terribly. But we are not winning. I made another donation to my friends at FanDuel. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI. The Patriots won their sixth straight game yesterday afternoon. They beat the Atlanta Falcons at Gillette Stadium by a score of 24-23. The Pats led 24-14 entering the fourth quarter before the Falcons kicked a field goal and scored a touchdown to bring the game to within a point. Former Patriots kicker Parker Romo missed the extra point, keeping New England in the lead, a lead they'd hold on to for the victory. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 19 of 29 with 259 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. He also threw a pick and lost a fumble in the second quarter. That said, with his effort on Sunday, May passed Patrick Mahomes for the longest streak of games with 200 or more passing yards and a 100 or better passer rating by a player under the age of 24 all time with his 8th consecutive game. From around the NFL, the Eagles acquired linebacker Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins in exchange for a 3rd-round pick in 2026. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels suffered a dislocated left elbow during the fourth quarter of last night's game against the Seahawks. And Jaguars kicker Cam Little broke the NFL record for the longest made field goal, drilling a 68-yarder to end the first half of his team's game against the Raiders. Tonight, Week 9 in the NFL concludes with Monday Night Football as the 2-5 Cardinals visit the 3-4 Cowboys. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. The Celtics host the Utah Jazz tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston fell to the Houston Rockets on Saturday night, breaking their 3-game win streak. And the Bruins visit the New York Islanders tomorrow night. Boston has won 4 out of its last 5 after beating Carolina 2-1 on Saturday afternoon. And finally, in Red Sox news, Willier Abreu and Seydon Rafaela were both named as 2025 Rawlings Gold Glove Award winners on Sunday night. It's the second victory for Abreu in as many seasons. Also, Alex Bregman has officially opted out of his contract with the Red Sox, and Lucas Giolito and the Sox have both declined their respective ends of Giolito's mutual contract option. For WEEI's Rob Bradford, the Sox first declined their option, so Giolito's move was already determined. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Now getting to the best and or worst part of the show, depending on who you are. If you're,
oh, is that why you weren't in a rush to...
Ted Johnson, and you wear T-shirts with your record on the T-shirt. You're awesome.
Did you get yours printed?
No, I'm going to wait till the season's over.
You sure?
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Have I reached the point where I can't end at 500 yet?
You're pretty close.
People are like, there's a lot of football yet to be played. And I'm like, there's not enough football left to be played here.
Put it this way. You have to go on a long winning streak to seek redemption.
Yeah, like Vrabel when they fell off the map in Tennessee. I need to do the reverse. Just take off for the stars.
You're currently 2-7 after this week, not to spoil the result. So you could go on quite the run and you could be a wild card team by the end of this.
Barely. I'm kind of like the Ravens, but without the hope and talent.
That's actually an apt way to describe it.
All right, it's time for our pick six recap.
A pick six! He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six! Jones with the pick six!
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Okay, so normally we go in the same order when we make our picks and when we do our recap. Andy, Fitzy, Ted, Dan, Stiz, Brian. That's normally the order that we go. I'm reversing the order because it's time for some justice and some compliments to be paid to my behind-the-glass brethren, Stiz, otherwise known as Stan Bruno, because on Friday, when Stiz made his pick, Andy Hart, host one, said the following.
However, after doing some research, here's a little tidbit for you. The Colts have not beat the Steelers at home since 2008. Okay, so I'm feeling good. Give me the Steelers +3. And like Andy said, I'm going to go with my gut. My record's doing all right so far. So
I can't believe I'm losing to that guy.
So that was what our takeaway was on Friday. Was it a bold pick? Yes. Was it a pick that was researched after the fact? Yes. But here's what happens.
Rodgers. lets it fly. Catch, turn, touchdown, Freiermuth.
That's right. You heard it here first. Pittsburgh 27, Indianapolis 20. Aaron Rodgers through the Steelers' first eight games. Almost 1,700 passing yards, 17 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, a QBR of 103.1, and a 5-3 record. And with the Colts and Packers losing yesterday, every NFL team now has at least two losses before reaching Week 10, the first time that has happened since the 2010 season. Stiz, congratulations. You covered.
Thank you, Dan. You know, I don't know a lot, but if there's one thing I do know, it's ball. It's sports. And you know, I went with my gut, and I'll tell you, when they threw that interception late in the game and the Steelers picked it off, I could not wait to get into the group chat. So all blessings to the big guy above.
Stiz, I apologize, and I will never doubt your rather significant gut ever again.
Had to sneak in. Just about to pay you a compliment, then just like good. You looked this way and he jabbed right in the
classic. All right. 1-0.
You won.
You were going to say his incredible football acumen, right?
I was not going to say that.
Oh, okay.
Dan just told him he covered it. He doesn't know what that means. He just knows we've told him he won.
Oh, I know what it means. Don't worry.
And we won't ask for the definition because we don't want to know. Next one.
Down here in the goal line, they're going to bow up. They're going to make the Rams really earn it. Third and goal, fake to Williams. Stafford to the end zone. Wide open. Tyler Higbee for a Rams touchdown.
Nick Fitzy-Stevens making his living off of big spreads. Doesn't matter how big they've been. Rams 34, Saints 10. We talk so much about the offense because it's awesome. How about the defense, Fitzy? First in total EPA, that's expected points added, with negative 82.8. Second in points per game allowed, and fifth in success rate allowed. So the offense has been good, but you talked in your preview about the pressure that opposing quarterbacks face, the defense, the offense, all on fire yesterday.
That's a sneaky good defense that went up against a not-so-sneaky bad offense, starting the mother shucker, the rookie quarterback out of Louisville who ain't ready for prime time. I have 3 points on this one. One, I already need to know who next week's biggest point spread is, because if it's 14.5 points, I'm picking him. Number two, Matthew Stafford has officially entered the MVP chat. And number three, the Rams are flirting with being a Super Bowl contender. Not even flirting. They have entered the Super Bowl contender chat.
Absolutely.
They're playing some hellified ball. How is Matt Stafford at almost the age of 38 playing his best football to date? It is remarkable.
Well, quarterbacks are like fine wine. They age nicely. And he chose not to retire because they gave him money. Remember all the talk he was going to retire?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't, and now maybe he'll go to the Super Bowl.
Leverage play.
Well done by him. And, Jared Verse in that defense.
And Fisk.
I'm a big Verse. I know you like Fisk. I like Verse. I think he's a mean monster of a defensive guy. Like, I like watching him play.
And congratulations to the Week 10 pick for Nick Fitzy-Stevens, the Buffalo Bills, 8.5-point favorites against the Dolphins. That is the early co-lead for the biggest spread, the other of which is on Thursday Night Football. So we'll write that one in pen. So Fitzy covers. That's 2-0 so far in Week 9. Next one.
Play action here on first down, 13 of 13. And to the races! It's White! All the way, Cody White for the touchdown. The first of his NFL career.
Seahawks kick the daylights out of the Commanders to cover Ted Johnson's -2.5, 38-14, your final. The Seahawks and Patriots are the only two teams still undefeated on the road this season. Sam Darnold at halftime, how about his game? 16 for 16, 282 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a perfect 158.3 passer rating. They win running away, and Jaden Daniels, as we talked about earlier on in the show, Andy Hart, dislocates his left elbow in a way that you just didn't want to see once, let alone twice.
Nope.
So my pick about the Commanders still being as dominant as they were a season ago, aging like milk.
Yeah, not great. And you see what Sam Darnold is doing, and it just kind of struck me, a cool NFC title game would be Mayfield versus Darnold. For those guys that bounced around and sort of this idea that if you peter out early, doesn't mean your career's over. Maybe you still find the right place, the right coaching. Go see McVay. Maybe he buffs you up a little bit. Or go see Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
He buffs you up a little bit.
Get that nice little QB whisperer shine, and then you go elsewhere. And by the way, this wasn't just a fluke last year in Minnesota. Like, the fact that he's doing it now without a Kevin O'Connell in his ear makes it all the more impressive. And, dude, these are like undrafted free agent wide receivers, fifth round picks, all scoring. We have a third round guy. Can we get him?
Kyle. Kyle. Where's Kyle?
Amazing that if you ended the season and said, yeah, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and Daniel Jones were three of the four quarterbacks in your conference championship games, it's not that far out of the realm of possibility right
now.
But
you know what this is going to do? It's going to screw some other teams that think player X, whoever that is, that moves on. Oh, he can be the next Baker Mayfield, and they'll give him, well, I'll give him 4 years at $140 million because we'll fix him just like they did Darnold and Mayfield, and then like a half a season and realized, oh my God, we gave him $140 million. No, he just stinks. Wasn't the last place's fault. It's his fault. He's not good.
You got to look at the box that needs to be checked. Okay, so which quarterback whisperer did he spend time with before we signed him to that contract? If they were in the McVay, Kevin O'Connell system for a little while, then maybe we'll give him that money. Otherwise, stay away.
So stop in Carolina, then go see some McVay system, and then you'll be good.
Right.
That's the way it works around here.
There you go. That's what you got to look out for. Okay, so that was a pick for Ted, who continues his torrid 8-1 start, making picks through 9 weeks. Next one.
Josh, with a little help from his friends. That's a touchdown.
During Week 9's Chiefs-Bills matchup, Josh Allen recorded the highest completion percentage of his career at 88.5, while Patrick Mahomes recorded the lowest of his career at 44.1. Josh Allen moves to 5-1 in the regular season against Patrick Mahomes as the Bills cover Brian Frazoco's plus 1.5, 28-21 your final. Fitzy, what did that game tell you about the Bills and tell you about the Chiefs as we talk about the playoff picture that's unfolding?
Well, they're both on brand and on point with the Bills win in the regular season aspect of this great rivalry, our contemporary Brady Manning, if you will. However, the way that the Chiefs finished that game yesterday, that's what started to concern me, that you're not going to get the same postseason output from them. That led me to predict that you will not be seeing the Chiefs this year for the first time in almost a decade, it feels like, in the AFC Championship. They're good. They're not great, and I don't think Mahomes alone can carry them there.
And certainly a team to watch over the next 24 hours if they want to address some of these issues.
They should choose if anything they possibly can to expand the offense. Getting Jaylen Waddle would make a massive difference for them because the defense is intermittently good. Buffalo, don't anyone in New England or Patriots Nation rule them out as far as representing the AFC.
Andy, thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I'm never going to bet against the Chiefs and Andy Reid until they're done. And you're right, I don't bet against them being aggressive. Maybe there's a little they owe you one kind of thing. We traded Tyreek Hill to you. Now you can help us by trading Jaylen Waddle to us and changing things up for that offense. But I'm back where I was. I was rooting for Josh Allen to go to the AFC title game and maybe go to the Super Bowl. I'm rooting for Josh Allen to go to the AFC title game and maybe the Super Bowl unless he's playing the Patriots.
There you go. Fair enough. Certainly hard not to. Next one, Stiz.
For the Geno Smith for the win knocked away. And the Jags defense, Devon Hamilton, swats it away.
Throwing on the goal line, it's the Pete Carroll special. In overtime, the Jaguars 30, the Vegas Raiders 29. Wow. Trevor Lawrence led the Jaguars offense to 17 points in the fourth quarter and scores on each of their final six possessions. Lawrence has three game-winning drives in the five Jaguars wins so far this season. He has seven career comeback wins when trailing in the fourth quarter, tied for fifth most in the AFC since his rookie season in 2021. Andy Hart, Trevor Lawrence putting together a little bit of a standout year for this Jaguars group that has five wins?
Yeah, I don't think the Jaguars stink. We've talked about it. They have a little bit better, and this is a teaser for tomorrow when we do best win, worst loss, and compare everybody in the National Football League. I think they were hindered by that Sunday morning game in London when the Rams absolutely wiped the turf with them, where people were like, they stink. They don't stink. Mm-hmm. They are a competitive football team. Now, Travis Hunter's on IR. That's not great for them.
They're decent.
But I think they're very much in the Patriots conversation. On the right day, do I think the Jags could beat the Patriots? Absolutely. Could they beat the Broncos? Absolutely. Like, they're in that tier
of... They could even beat the Colts.
Up-and-comers. They want to be something, but they're not quite there yet. And I do think Liam Cohen is a pretty good offensive coach. I do. So, if we're going to praise Josh McDaniels and Andy Reid and some of the guys where they're going to be come January... I think the Jags might have something to say about January play. It's Trevor Lawrence I'm not totally sold on, though.
Right.
That was a long way around. I don't love Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. There you go. That I was wondering where that
was. Because he's not what
landing.
He was supposed to be.
No, of
he
course
He was
not.
Supposed to be special. He was supposed to be a winner. Remember his record? 82-2 in high school and college or whatever the hell the number was. All he does is win. he doesn't feel like a guy that all he does is win.
No, he doesn't. And it's not for a lack of the Jaguars trying to build something around him either. Yeah. I know he's had some pretty bad coaching to start his professional career, but well, we can leave that one there. He kind of is starting to fall for me into that new Kirk Cousins realm of he's kind of your the line of demarcation between are you a good quarterback or are you a bad quarterback? Oh. Trevor Lawrence is becoming my new median for quarterbacks in the NFL.
That's interesting. Like, he is literally the center where you can do better, obviously, but you can also do much worse.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fine.
Maybe he's a little
You know, the
bit
problem
better.
There is Kirk Cousins, a sixth-round pick and or fourth-round pick. Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be the guy, number one overall, like the next Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And now he's
flashed.
A mediocre quarterback.
I mean, remember that epic comeback against the Chargers in the postseason? That was great.
Love
that.
Yeah, he flashed.
And just hasn't. Yeah,
consistency is key, and he don't have it.
Yeah, and by the way, that comment for me, not meant as a compliment. It's not good that
right.
he's the 16th best quarterback in football or whatever that is. But anyways, the Jaguars did win. Unfortunately, they did not cover Andy Hart's -2.5. So the rough string continues, and our final pick of the week was mine, unfortunately. And it sounded a little something like this.
McCarthy in trouble again.
Uh-oh.
Looking, thinking about running. Going to try for it. McCarthy in. Touchdown, Minnesota!
J.J. McCarthy 2-0 with 6 touchdowns against the NFC North. Both of those wins are on the road. How about this? The largest upset of the season based on point spread. Vikings were 9.5-point underdogs, the largest of Kevin O'Connell's tenure in Minnesota. 27-24, your final, as the Vikings go in and win on the road against the Detroit Lions.
Okay, so we know the Eagles are going to win the NFC East. It looks like the Buccaneers are going to win the NFC South. But then when you look to the North, and then you go out West, you have, like, absolute Black Friday melees. You have three teams that are going to vie for the title in the NFC West, the Seahawks, the Niners, and of course the Rams, who look like Super Bowl contenders. And I can't tell you who's going to win the North now. Packers could miss the playoffs. Lions could miss the playoffs. Maybe the Vikings surge. The Bears have won, what, 4 in a row, 5 in a row now? Like, that's really fun.
And somewhere you have Roger Goodell doing like a maniacal, yes, it's coming together quite nicely. Like he loves
it. Oh, he's
it.
Mr. Burnsing this all yes. the way to the bank.
Or Inspector Gadget, the bad guy. Maybe he's petting his
cat.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
So on the week, Ted Johnson moves to 8-1.
Jiminy Stiz, Christmas.
Stiz, Fitzy, and Brian with their wins move up to 4-5. I drop back to 4-5. Andy Hart, bless his heart, drops to 2-7. Oh. But from a point where we were 13-23 as a show after week 6,
where are we at now?
We are back to 500 at 27-27.
Even with me?
Even with you, after 9
Even
weeks of football,
you.
That is the Ted Johnson effect, and that is how we concluded our pick 6.
I don't want to advise you guys how to do your gambling, but you guys might want to seek out a place that does the ghost leg parlay thing, where you can lose my leg and still win your parlay as the 5 of you. Time now here on WEEI Afternoons for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drain. Presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So the league leaders, obviously 8-1, Ted Johnson, he knows what he's talking about. It's not just pull and pin. It's not just all the little football words he likes to throw out there. Who'da thunk that Ted Johnson can legit pick football games ATS against the spread? As
it's like he played the game.
Yeah, but usually players are not that good at picking games.
Ted, you see the copious amounts of notes this man comes in with every week? Of course, he has crunched the numbers. Ted is the data.
Well, and circling the drains would be, well, me. 2-7. I'm chasing a 500 record, and I don't think I'm going to get there. I think right now it's time for me to start thinking about the draft and which pick I'm going to have if I were a real football team, because this season ain't
doesn't look
it,
like it's a great draft.
As the kids
That's
say.
Great.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. The Celtics had an up and down weekend that was up, and then it was shorty got low, way, way down. That's Odds and Ends next here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
WEEI.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Oubre gets it in. Grimes, 2 seconds, 1 second. Embiid at the horn! Off the back of the iron! The Celtics hold on to defeat the Sixers 109 to 108.
A few moments later,
the Celtics have attempted 101 shots, now 102. Expected it to be tough sledding against a well-rested Rockets team. The Celtics, night two of a back-to-back, and the three-game win streak comes to a close at the hand of the Houston Rockets.
Just a little Toni Braxton, former Mrs. Curtis Martin.
I'm not sure if that's Tony. This is a Method Man and Redman and Arkin.
Good song.
Right now, actually, I'm not sure.
I thought it was Toni Braxton.
This is not the man of
Redman. Yeah, but is that Tony on the hook? I don't
Pretty
know.
Pretty sure it's Toni Braxton. They took her song from the like mid-90s. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And that's former Mrs. Curtis Martin.
Right. Did they get married?
I believe so.
Really?
I think they were just a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. It didn't last long either way, whether it was legal or not legal. It was not binding for very long for the two of those kids.
You know, Fourier was in a music video with the other Braxton sisters?
He certainly was.
Did you know that? Yeah.
Him watching him goofing around during his Gia phase in that like mocha suit is one of the funniest 10 things I've ever
seen.
Wait
a minute, there's other Braxton
there
sisters?
There are other Braxtons. Like the lesser Braxtons. They were a group. I don't know. I forget what they were.
Braxton 5?
And it's, the song was called The Boss, I think. And like Fourier is like the guy in the video.
Right? Really?
It's like look it up. Braxton
and you can see it.
Oh,
this isn't like you can watch
clearly,
it right now.
He looks like a discount Mario Van Peebles in the video.
Not like Jerry Maguire where he's like, you got to pause it and I'm three guys back in the background.
He's featured.
He's the boss of the song. Like that's who they're talking about.
I'm going to have to try to find that.
Oh, it's easy to find.
Stiz's audio there. That was a win and a loss for your Boston Celtics. That was Friday night, a one-point win over the Sixers. Nice job. You get a little payback for opening night. And then the next night, I think we all had a scheduled loss, and it was properly scheduled.
I'm still mad. I told you guys, bet the farm, the horses, the family, the kids, the mortgage, everything on.
Oh, so do Rockets. As I say, not as I do?
No, and I forgot to. I completely forgot the game. No, I'm an idiot. It cost myself a small fortune.
I meant to as well, but I was in a fisherman's platter stupor, and I kind of forgot to do it too. So.
Oh, that's a tough one to
see. The hangover from that is
the snooze spiral when you're in a fisherman's platter stupor.
But it's so worth it. So worth it. I was craving that for so long. Time now for Odds and Ends, your trusted charity. Sponsored by Cars for Kids,
your trusted
charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Dan Ball, you had a bit of a biting three-point stance earlier.
Yes.
With Marco Sturm. Was the root of that mostly about Sturm and what he is doing positively, or was there a significant portion of that opinion that was based in Joe Mazzulla and what he may not be doing?
No, I think it was more the former than the latter, mixed with a little bit of leftover frustration about the media game debacle and what this season has turned out to be to this point after that took place. I'm still very just lukewarm on Mazzulla as a coach to begin with. I think he was given an insane roster and had to do very little as a coach, where I think Sturm has been given a pretty poor roster with no leadership group assembled and has done a halfway decent job putting it together.
It's an insane roster. It's just the inverse of what Joe Mazzulla was handed.
Absolutely.
Joe Mazzulla was handed the keys to a Ferrari.
Insane, like the Asylum kind of insane.
Yes, and Marco Sturm was given the keys to a Ford Escort.
That's right.
And yet no one ever says roll the ball out there the way they did about Casey Jones in the 80s. Like, they always said, oh, yeah, what did he do? He just rolled the ball out there. You get Larry the big three, the whole thing. I don't feel like people say that
as much.
I think
they liked him as a coach, though.
No, I think they did, too. And But I think they also like Mazzulla, and he got the ring, so... Who laughs last, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Christian Arkin, what's up?
But the team didn't get, because the team got Fitch fired before Jones took over. And that's not what happened with Ime, so that's not a good...
No, Ime got Ime fired.
Ime got Ime fired.
Like, Tatum wanted Ime here.
They all wanted Ime.
It was little Ime. Ime got Ime fired.
Yes, probably not that little. Anyway, Christian Arkin.
All right, Christian Arkin.
I'm dumping all that.
What do you got tonight?
Well, tickle pickles.
The funniest thing Andy said all day. We have 1 hour tonight. We'll go over Patriots and the Falcons. The coach is going back and forth. Raheem Morris and his weird complaints I thought were funny, and we'll do a quick NFL roundup as well. I was thinking about wearing the Weird Al costume again, but I decided against it.
Yeah, there was no chance. You barely made it through the other night.
I know, but it looked good, didn't it?
It looked great. Yeah. The hair was legit. Thanks. I know it was annoying.
The Weird Al outfit was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You nailed it.
Have you ever seen him live in concert?
I have.
It's great.
I went to a Weird Al concert by myself.
No, I don't judge.
Story.
I mean, that's pretty sad, I think.
Well, what you're saying.
It's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
That video Joe Flacco put out recently when he was like a rookie in the NFL, he's like, I always wanted to go out with guys, and he'd look at guys having dinner by themselves, and he'd say, man, that guy's the loneliest guy in the world. And now he's like, oh, man, I admire that guy so much.
He was talking about people having dinner at the bar.
Yeah, like peace and quiet.
Not someone who couldn't find anybody to go to a Weird Al show with him, so we had to go by himself.
But you won't die now. You won't release the mortal coil saying, oh, man, I wish I saw Weird Al. You saw Weird Al.
I know. I'll probably see him again. I wanted to see him this year, but he was here in July.
And now my 12-year-old is into Weird Al.
Really?
So I have a
so you can go with him.
Awesome, yeah.
Yep. You, me, and Thomas. We're good.
Hell yeah.
All right, stick around for an hour of the Christian Arkin Show leading into Monday Night Football. We will be back tomorrow. Ted will be here at 2:30. We'll talk to Mark Schlereth. We'll see who he's blaming all the sacks on. 4:30, we'll talk to Brian Hoyer. And we'll have some audio from Dan Orlovsky, who continues to be higher than most on Drake May. He didn't see anything, it seems, that he didn't like on Sunday. We'll talk about that next on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow, 2 to 6. Talk to you then.
Hey, guys, when that defining moment comes a-knocking, your boots should be rocking. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
That's great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.